Welcome in Lori Tobiasen joining us on behalf of Relay for Life in North Platte. Lori, good to see you back in the studio.
Thank you again for having me again, Tristan.
I think we are talking off the air and we're getting into crunch time, about 30 days away from the big North Platte event in the downtown community.
That is correct. That's what my countdown on my phone at least is telling me.
You're counting it down on the phone,
on the phone, yep.
So for folks that haven't heard before, what is Relay for Life? And can you tell us a little bit about our North Platte chapter as well, please?
Certainly. Relay for Life is basically an organization that is connected with the American Cancer Society that raises money for cancer research, patient education, patient awareness. There's various different programs that are out there that the Relay money goes towards. And so our local group here in North Platte, Relay for Life of the Plains, what we try to do is we try to raise that funds that stays here in Nebraska. It'll be with our American Cancer Society down in Omaha, and then they help get that money allotted to wherever it needs to be. As far as here in Nebraska.
Okay. And that includes some funds, obviously, with the Callahan Cancer Research Center here in North Platte, I would imagine, too.
Yeah, how it really kind of gives back to the Callahan Cancer Center is maybe not so much as far as actually giving funds to them, but what it does is it helps with the cancer research, that these patients that come to the Callahan Cancer Center are connected with some of those physicians that are doing some the cancer research programs that they have down at UNMC. Also, that there are programs down there with UNM connected with UNMC that will come back or bounce back here to the Callahan Cancer Center.
Awesome. So had an event that we talked about a couple weeks ago. Golly, that's been over a month now, I guess.
Yeah.
How was your Greece event?
The Greece event was very good. We had a really good attendance on that second year that we offered a drive-in movie. We connected it with the Platte River or Platte Valley River Cruise event. Mm-hmm. And we had some of their cars out there. We had their
cool
people out there. It was just a really fun event. And we had more cars this year, more people in attendance this year. So kind of looking maybe towards next year, doing something again. And
awesome,
maybe we'll have a little bit more attendance next year. But we raised some good funds there, got some good people in attendance, and got them enjoying the night, and it was just a really good night, good movie. And then sadly, with Olivia Newton-John now passing
yes
away, it really has been kind of a sad moment with our committee. I mean, everybody loved Olivia Newton-John.
How do you not?
And, you know, we're kind of glad that are kind of honoring her in a sense, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
Last year at our relay event, our DJ, we have a really good DJ that does a lot of good entertaining. He'd played her song Hopelessly Devoted to You, and I have a feeling he'll be playing a lot of her songs that night.
It would only be fitting, right?
Very fitting, because she was very in tune to cancer research herself. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just, I really get goosebumps thinking about it sometimes.
When we hear the word cancer, that can sometimes just be so broad. It's intimidating, first of all, hearing that word. Even more intimidating when you're hearing it from a diagnosis. But the word cancer in general is just very broad because there's so many different types out there. But the thing that I love about Relay for Life is it doesn't matter what type of cancer has affected you, has affected your life, or you by chance been diagnosed with, it's all the same camaraderie that we're blessed to have with Relay for Life.
Exactly. And Relay for Life, when it first was developed, was a gentleman back in Washington State. He is the one that developed it. And the whole idea was, when you're given that cancer diagnosis, your whole world changes. And
sure,
you go from wondering, you know, what's going to happen? How's everything going to be? And you do about a 12-hour worry of this, going from dark to really dark, and then all of a sudden the next morning the sun's coming up and things are looking better and brighter for you, and you start feeling like, I can do this, I can get through this. And that's kind of what the Relay for Life event always started out as. It was usually a 12-hour event.
Mm-hmm.
We've pared it down to being more a 4-hour event. But that was what its whole intent was to show everyone how that person is that gets that diagnosis, let alone the caregivers. The caregivers are a big part of it. And the Relay for Life, I think the majority of our people on our committee, they were caregivers. And that's why they do this, is because it's so important for them to give back because they know how important it is for that caregiver to have that support group.
Yeah, when it comes to the cancer diagnosis, obviously the individual receiving that diagnosis is a victim, but you could make the argument that their loved ones and their caregivers are just as much of a victim.
Yeah, that is for sure, because you see that person that you love and that you care for dearly, and you walk them through everything that they're going through, and it's just like you want to take it away from them because you know how much they might be hurting or how hard it is for them. And so in my opinion, it can almost be just as hard on a caregiver than it can be that cancer survivor, the person given that diagnosis.
Yeah. And the Relay for Life is here just as much for those individuals that are currently caregivers, are just beginning that process, or maybe they've lost their loved one due to cancer and they're still dealing with the repercussions of that and still have the scars and the injuries from that. The Relay for Life is just as much for them as anybody.
It is. And what I really, really truly love about the Relay for Life event is when we have the luminary ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And we set up all those luminaries and we light those luminaries and you walk those laps and that first lap in silence. And you just get a whole impact of how much cancer has affected people when you see all those luminaries that are lined up and you just start realizing how many people are involved.
Yeah,
it just really starts bringing it full circle.
Yeah, I've heard something before about how those of us that live in Nebraska are only a couple generations removed from being in agriculture. And when it comes to the cancer diagnosis, it seems like we're only one generation or one loved one away from that cancer diagnosis. Either someone we love has had that diagnosis, or we love somebody that's caring for somebody that has that diagnosis. Mm-hmm. It touches everybody.
Exactly. Exactly. And you start realizing it more and more. And my involvement has been because of my own personal diagnosis that I had. I'm a 7-year cancer survivor, but I also have had lost a sister-in-law from cancer. And then I have friends right now, one in particular that is going through it. And it's just hard. It really is hard. And that makes me want to give back more.
We don't talk enough about the survivors either and the Relay for Life being for them. They're by chance the most inspiring portion of the Relay for Life.
Yeah, it really is. It really is to see that and to hear the people's stories and everything about that.
Cancer used to be almost an immediate death sentence, and with the advancement that we've made and the progress we're making, thanks to Relay for Life and other great organizations and great individuals, you very well can overcome diagnosis and still live a happy, healthy life.
Exactly. And that is one of my biggest things that I'm a proponent for, is the fact of the cancer research. When I was given my diagnosis, they were trying to see about getting me on a clinical trial with it. And unfortunately, I didn't qualify,
mm-hmm.
which was maybe a good thing. But I realized then the importance of those clinical trials. And
sure.
That's how this money is funded, is through the Relay for Life for these clinical trials. And I really feel in my heart that the trial that I may have been part of is for a drug that is now being widely used for cancer patients and is being used for our own cancer patients right here in the Callahan Cancer Center.
Really? How
and
cool.
So that's why I say that, you know, we may not think that it's here in North Platte and that it's coming to North Platte, that the money is staying in North Platte, but in an all-around full circle way, it does, because that drug is now being used on patients that are patients here at Callahan.
And regardless, this is money that stays right here in our state.
Exactly.
And it benefits those that are the real victims, those that receive the diagnosis.
Exactly. And the fact that, you know, those doctors down in Omaha, down at the UNMC, they're the ones that, a lot of them are the ones that are doing those clinical trials. And we do have patients that go down there. I mean, you're going to have patients that will have to travel down there. So, and then just the fact alone of the patient education awareness that is available through the American Cancer Society, that's usually the first thing that you start doing, or at least I did when I was given my diagnosis, is you Google, which is probably the worst thing you could do.
Yeah, when it comes to medicine, that's one of the worst things any of us can do.
That's what you do. That's human nature.
Just
and
curiosity.
The place it takes you right to is American Cancer Society, and right there you can start researching and learning all about what your diagnosis is.
Lori, when's the actual Relay for Life event here in downtown North Platte?
Well, our Relay of Life event this year is going to be September 24th. It's on a Saturday. It's going to be downtown here on the Bricks. And we're kind of shaking things up a little bit. We're doing a little bit different with adding to the night. We're going to start at 4 o'clock with like a vendor craft show type thing down on the bricks. Going to have a little bit of everything. We're going to have some home-based businesses, some direct sell businesses. We're going to have some crafters, artists there. And then about 6 o'clock is when we'll have the opening ceremony begin. We'll have some speakers. We'll have one of our physicians from the Callahan Cancer Center here to talk to us. And then we'll just be walking the laps and continuing to walk the laps. And so while you're walking the laps, you can certainly walk through and check out what the vendors have for sale. And
two birds, one stone.
Exactly. And Christmas will be coming soon, as we were talking.
Yeah, we were talking off the air. It's going to be here before we know it.
And so anyway, it'll give a lot of, you know, a lot of different things for people to do. Like I said, our DJ, he's phenomenal. He does a lot of entertaining of keeping everybody going. We're going to try to have some maybe trivia games going on people can win some prizes. Of course, we'll have our silent auction as well that we usually do. Have some really good things lined up for that. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll have the luminary ceremony. And that's always very touching. And then you'll have the walks, the laps for that. And then we're going to try to wrap things up between 9 and 10. Have the closing ceremony about 9 o'clock. And okay. By 10 o'clock, we'll be out of there.
And it's going to be a great venue, too, downtown North Platte. If you haven't had the chance to be in the downtown canteen district in the evenings, it's going to be a great opportunity to do so.
Yeah, it's very beautiful down there. They've done a very good job of getting it renovated, and it just looks so pretty at night when there's an event going on down there.
It's an event that's open to the public, but we especially encourage those that have this diagnosis or survivors of the disease or those caregivers that are caring for those individuals currently or that cared for somebody in the past that's passed on or just anybody that's been affected by this disease. Rather, you've had a parent, grandparent, friend, family member suffer from this illness and survive or pass on. This event's for you. It's for everybody.
It is. It is. And we'd like to see more people because last year was our first year down on the bricks and it was a good event. And we'd like to see more people come out and enjoy the evening. And there's no Husker football game to have to interfere with this year.
That makes it even better, right?
Exactly.
Lori, very much appreciate the time and all the great work that you and your committee do to make Relay for Life possible here in North Platte.
All right. Thanks, Tristan.